This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of Coloradans who died in domestic violence incidents grew by more than 60% last year. Attorney General Phil Weiser says new data show most incidents involved a firearm.
What we can do about this is more effectively take away firearms from known domestic violence perpetrators. And there is a legal requirement that they turn over their firearms. The problem is that is not enforced.
Weiser says he wants lawmakers to give the existing law more teeth. Many victims were women killed by a current or former male partner. Congressional leaders have an agreement on a defense bill that includes military construction funds for Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The National Defense Authorization Act includes a 3% military pay raise and millions in construction funds for Peterson Air Force Base, Schriever Air Force Base, and Fort Carson. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says it's a good bill for Colorado.
So there's a lot of good things in that bill, and I certainly hope we can get it passed.
The final NDAA does not include two Colorado public lands bills that the House had in its version. President Trump has threatened to veto the bill because it does not repeal a liability shield for tech companies, and it renames military bases named after Confederate soldiers. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Polis expects the first doses of COVID-19 vaccines to arrive next week. They will go to frontline healthcare workers and vulnerable populations first. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.